begin today in the Middle East, where the U.S. Secretary of State is making a tour of three nations and the Palestinian territory of the West Bank. Attacks between Israel and the Palestinian territory of Gaza recently went back and forth for 11 days before a ceasefire was announced late last week. It was the worst violence since 2014 between the Israeli government and Hamas, the Palestinian militant group that controls Gaza. It says at least 248 Palestinians were killed in the conflict. Israeli officials say at least 12 people were killed in Israel. The United States is a close ally of Israel. The American government has said that Israel has the right to defend itself and that the U.S. will make significant contributions to rebuilding the Palestinian territory of Gaza.
Losses on both sides were profound. Casualties are often reduced to numbers. But behind every number is an individual human being, a daughter, a son, a father, a mother, a grandparent, a best friend. And as the Talmud teaches, to lose a life is to lose the whole world, whether that life is Palestinian or Israeli.
During the violence between Palestinians and Israelis in the Middle East, there were also tensions in the United States between supporters of the different groups. Pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian marches were held, and in cities across America, there were several attacks on Jewish civilians, often by people shouting anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish statements. Some of these are being investigated as hate crimes. That's something else Secretary Blinken discussed on Tuesday, saying the Biden administration finds these assaults despicable and says they must stop. The U.S. Secretary of State is scheduled to visit Egypt and Jordan before returning to America.